It's the 7th of June 1944, Mel Bray reporting. Allied forces are continuing to land on the Normandy beaches and are now beginning to push inland. Field commanders say that all of yesterday's principal objectives have been met. The coastline's been secured, although in some cases it's admitted that troops have only gained a relatively small toehold. His Majesty the King broadcast to the nation and to the Commonwealth last night and called for prayer that the invasion will rapidly succeed in its objective and liberate the peoples of Europe.
4 years ago, our nation and empire stood alone against an overwhelming enemy with our backs to the wall. Tested as never before in our history, in God's providence, we survived that test. The spirit of the people, resolute, dedicated, burnt like a bright flame, lit surely from those unseen fires which nothing can quench. Once more, a supreme test has to be faced. This time, the challenge is not to fight to survive, but to fight to win the final victory for the good cause.
In Normandy, units are pushing ahead towards the city of Caen. In the central landing area, Allied troops from Omaha and Gold Beaches have linked up at Port-en-Bessin. At the western end of the invasion zone, American troops coming ashore at Omaha and Utah beaches are still trying to link up their respective bridgeheads. 6 German U-boats have been either sunk or damaged by Allied aircraft in the channel. It's understood the German Naval Command has ordered all available submarine flotillas to the area of the Normandy landings in an attempt to torpedo transport ships. They're being ordered in from as far away as Norway and the Mid-Atlantic. German destroyers and other surface units have also been badly mauled by Allied air attacks as they tried to engage the convoys. The Allies have also suffered losses. An American freighter and a minesweeper have been sunk by mines. It's been reported that Hitler has responded to the Allied landings by taking personal command of all anti-invasion operations. Underground sources say he's assembled a staff of 4 field marshals and may be setting up headquarters in northern France. There are also intelligence reports that Hitler may be personally responsible for the Germans' initial failure to fully respond to the landings. German commanders reportedly wanted to pull in 2 armoured divisions, but Hitler only gave permission in the late afternoon. It's believed he'd overslept after taking too many sleeping tablets. That's the news this hour on the 7th of June, 1944. Next bulletin in an hour's time.